Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially we get a chance to bring our good friend Bill Brandt back on the show. Bill is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than a dozen years we've been enjoying his wisdom and counsel. He's the president and CEO of Development Specialists, Inc., which is a global company helping countries, companies, and organizations, and states sometimes even, get their act together when they fall on hard times. He's a political operative of the Democrat persuasion. I'm not going to say he spins to the left, but he's a Democrat, and he's our good friend, Bill Brandt. Welcome back to the show.
Well, happy to be here, Jim. I don't spin to the left. I just lower the tire pressure, so the car always steers that way.
I think that's a really good way to say it.
I like that.
Hey, Bill, one of the things that's really, having lived through every recession and being aware, I should say, of every recession very vividly since the one in 1969, I have some, like you, I have some perspective on what we've come to expect from recoveries following a recession. This one that we're in right now is not like any of the others in my lifetime and in my career. And here we are now, more than 5 years since the end of the last recession. We're still in a recovery. We're still trying to seek expansion classification, and we just can't seem to get there. What's it going to take?
Well, you know, there are three reasons for it generally, and I'll be brief. The first is this was about the worst downturn since the 1930s. And as many people recall, despite what I consider Roosevelt's enlightened policies, many believe, and I think it's probably right, that it took World War II and the turn of the engine to that to kind of bring us back. I'm not looking for World War III to finish us off here, I might add, but we've had no big reason for an uptick. The second reason is I think that the chattering classes, of which you and I are a part, sadly, or likely, are doing pretty well in this uptick, but the middle classes are not, and that has to do with the absence of employment opportunities. You know, I don't want to wade into the whole issue of the inequality of wealth and the rest of it, because people start going back and forth about wealth transfer and the rest of it. But it's a simple fact that if you get much below the upper class, this has been sort of a wasteland for recovery for the middle class.
Well, the Census Bureau recently published a report that showed that there are more people in poverty today than there were 10 years ago.
And the third part of that, Jim, is, you know, we are also, the recession coincided with a change in the world. We had gotten used to onshoring from China, and we'd figured out distribution systems and the rest of it. But the Chinese themselves are pricing themselves out of the market, and you're now seeing American manufacturers return. We're in that period of sort of unease between cycles where everybody's trying to find their footing, and when you combine these three issues together, it's just not good.
Well, Bill, I've got I'm not an expert in income inequality. I know that there's a lot of that going on. I have some ideas on that, but that could take a long time to discuss. There is one thing though that I want to point out, and that is, I believe that half of any economy is attitude. Half of it is fundamentals, and half of it is attitude. Are you hopeful? Are you excited? Are you confident? And if you are, you'll invest, you'll spend, you'll consume, and you'll do things that you wouldn't do otherwise. I believe that where we are right now, Bill, is the economy we have is the fundamental economy, and the economy we want is going to depend on changing attitudes. And and frankly, out here on Main Street, Flyover America, Bill, the people I talk to, the people I work for and represent, so to speak, they are not confident. They're frightened of what's coming out of Washington. Notice I didn't say anything about parties. They're uncertain about decisions that are being made. And I believe that the half that we're looking for in the growth economy is between our ears, not on our balance sheets. What do you think?
can't disagree with that, but I also will tell you in many ways it's a chicken and the egg question. Does the confidence engender the recovery, or does at least some fundamental underlying economic aspects in recovery engender the confidence? I think it's the latter, Jim.
Yeah.
I think at some point, if people see hopeful signs and the signs are repetitive, it's a contagion that catches, and they're not seeing that.
Yeah.
And part of it, you know, I'm not sure Washington can drive that economy. A lot of it is fundamental.
They can get out of the way, though, and they're not. They haven't been out of the way.
But I'm not sure it's getting out of the way. When you point out the poverty statistics, all you know, some of that is related to employment, some of that is related to things like where the transfer payments are, Social mm-hmm. Security, the cost of health care, across the board.
When do you think we'll be at an expansion level? I'm going to say 4% growth. How long is that going to take?
Not till start of the next decade, at least.
Yeah, next decade. So we'll have a lost decade, pretty much, is what you're saying.
We're joining Japan in that glorious endeavor.
Yeah, I agree. 20-tail, right back with Bill Brandt. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.